Leading our journey today is Father Matthew Jakubko, an associate pastor of the pastorate of St. Mary Cathedral and St. Anne Church.
In 1979, Pope St. John Paul II wrote a letter to priests throughout the entire world to commemorate Holy Thursday. And in that letter, he tells of a custom that arose behind the Iron Curtain during the 20th century. There would be groups of faithful Catholics who would travel to an abandoned church or shrine or the tomb of a priest, and then would take a stole, what a priest normally wears during Mass, and place it on this altar in tombstone. And Pope John Paul II says they would recite all the prayers of the Eucharistic liturgy. And then, at the moment of the consecration, a deep silence would come upon them, a silence sometimes broken by a sob. So ardently did they desire to hear the words that only the lips of a priest can utter. So much they desire Eucharistic communion in which they can share only through the ministry of a priest, just as they also so eagerly wait to hear the divine words of pardon, I absolve you from your sins. So deeply do they feel the absence of a priest among them. If anyone doubts the importance of the Eucharist, or the sacraments, or the priesthood, I'd say reflect on that custom, especially today, on Holy Thursday, when the Church invites us to commemorate and celebrate the institution of those sacraments, the priesthood and the Eucharist, two sacraments inextricably tied together in which both show us the visible signs of God's love for each of us. In the Eucharist, we see with our very eyes our Lord, body, blood, soul, and divinity hidden under the appearance of bread and wine. And in the priesthood, we hear the words of Jesus Christ from men who, even though we are weak and sinful, the Lord mysteriously works through and uses to send his grace into the world. It's humbling as a priest to truly believe this with deep faith. I remember reading once the words of Pope Benedict XVI that sums up this well. Pope Benedict writes, "Again and again, it moves me deeply as a priest when distributing Holy Communion, when I can and must say the body of Christ. When we give people something that is infinitely more than all that I myself am and have. When I can give them much more than I could ever give as a man. And it is unheard of to be able to say in the Sacrament of Reconciliation as well, I absolve you. And what an unheard of thing also to have the privilege at the hour of death of giving the anointing that leads to resurrection, to say to an individual, you will rise and you will go on your way and you will look into the eyes of your God and you will praise him and no one will ever take your freedom from you again. Today, as a priest, I humbly ask for your prayers for all priests, every single one of us. Pray for the priests that you deserve, priests who are good and holy, who make Jesus Christ visible. Today also, pray to receive the Eucharist with renewed eyes and faith. Pray to receive the Eucharist as often as possible, to always approach that host with wonder, to see it as God's love for you. These are the gifts the world needs. These are the mysteries we commemorate on this most holy day. These are the gifts that show us the visible love of God. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, thank you for the gift of the priesthood and of the Eucharist. Help our priests to be strong in their vocation. Grant them the wisdom, understanding, and strength they need to follow in the footsteps of Jesus. And help each of us at every Mass to approach the altar and the Eucharist with wonder and love, to be transformed more and more into Jesus Christ, who presents himself under the appearance of bread and wine. We ask this through Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns as our eternal priest. Amen. Thank you for spending time with me today. Join us again tomorrow as we continue our journey together. God bless you.